Hello, this is David Snyder, president of BIMI, welcoming you to Moments for Missions with Dr. J.B. Godfrey. Today's episode is being re-aired in honor of Dr. Don Sisk.
Well, we're going to hear one of the most exciting stories in the world today. Dr. Don Sisk has given of his time to come up here and sit with me, telling us about God's working in their lives and going to Japan, learning the language. And now yesterday, the starting of Senri Newtown Baptist Church. Dr. Sisk, pick up from there.
Okay, we set the time and the date and so forth, and it was the first Friday night in February 1966.
Okay.
And we had a room rented that would seat about 60 people on the third floor of the center building there in Senri Newtown. And of course, Brother Takagi was translating for me. So the pamphlet had his picture on one side of the pamphlet and mine on the other one, and told about the meeting and so forth. And the people began to come. The room began to fill up. I got so excited.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd go up and every once in a while look at the room and then go back down to the entrance to the place and help the people that were passing out pamphlets and so forth. And his young man came. And again, he spoke English real well, you know. And he said, "Now, Mr. Sisk, I want you to know I don't have any interest in Christianity. I came here tonight to practice my English. I'm an English major, Kansai University, working on my master's degree." And he said, "I understand you're speaking through an interpreter, so I want to practice my English." And I had two bad thoughts that night. Number one, I said, you know, I didn't come 7,000 miles so somebody could practice English. Then I thought, my Kentuckian English is nothing for anybody to practice on. But that young man got saved that night.
Amen. Amen.
Along with 10 other people.
Okay.
The very first service we had. Now,
amazing.
You've been to Japan.
Oh,
you're the Far Eastern director there. And you've been to Japan many times. Can you imagine 11 people getting saved the first night of a service?
No.
Yeah. But from day one, that church, Senri Newtown Baptist Church, was a miracle church.
Mm-hmm. And that young man who got saved that night didn't just get saved, but he continued on from there.
Yeah. When I came home, my mother was dying with cancer in 1968. He became the interim pastor.
Okay.
Now, from the very beginning, you know, I realized this young man has a great future in the ministry.
Uh-huh.
He lost all of his interest in English. All he wanted to do was read the Bible, pray. You know, he's practically lived in our house, go visiting with me and so forth. One night we were out visiting. He looked at me and he said, "Teacher, I'd like to spend the rest of my life doing what you're doing."
Uh-huh.
And he didn't know that.
Right.
He didn't know the terminology, but that was a call to preach.
Sure.
Yeah.
And he's done that very thing.
He has, yeah. But he became the interim pastor, and I got back to Japan and realized that he had done such a great job as interim pastor that there would be no need for me to stay there. So I stayed with him a few months. I said to him one day, "Brother Ogawa, I know God wants you to pastor this church, but you're single. We got a lot of single girls here, and that wouldn't be a good idea." And I said, "Before you could pastor the church, and I know God wants you to, you're going to have to find a wife."
Uh-huh.
You know what he said, Brother J.B.?
He
said, "Okay, teacher, tell me which one."
Okay. That could be very dangerous, I guess. But
it could be, but, you know, that's not unusual in Japan.
Yeah.
A lot of them are. And so my wife and I had prayed about it, and there was a wonderful woman in that church. A young lady by the name of Sachiko Hidoka. And so Virginia loved her. She helped Virginia.
Yeah.
As soon as she got saved, she was the leader of the Communist Party in her high school.
Mm.
And then she got saved,
Amen.
Won her brother to the Lord,
Amen.
Won her mother and dad to the Lord. And so I told Brother Ogawa, I said, "I think this would be a good wife for you." And a few days later, I saw them sitting together, taking a walk in the park. First thing you know, I married them.
Well, there's more to that story, and dear listener, be back tomorrow and we'll hear more about it.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.